With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting on a day when lawmakers return to Washington for the final days of the 118th Congress. House Speaker Mike Johnson says there are a lot of needs to address.
It's clear the American people do want secure borders. They want to prevent terrorists and criminals from entering the country. These things are common sense. They want and deserve lower costs for groceries and gasoline. They want us to project strength on the world stage again and not the weakness that we have projected for the last 4 years.
Republicans will have control of the executive branch as well as the Senate, and projections are looking good for control of the House as well. President-elect Trump is moving to build out his national security team, announcing he's nominating Fox News host and Army veteran Pete Hegseth to serve as his defense secretary and former director of national intelligence John Ratcliffe to lead the Central Intelligence Agency. In a flurry of announcements, Trump said he had chosen former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee as ambassador to Israel and his longtime friend Stephen Witkoff to be a special envoy to the Middle East. Pennsylvania Democrat Senator John Fetterman says he'll vote to confirm Florida GOP Senator Marco Rubio as President Trump's Secretary of State. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Fetterman was quick to speak out after news broke that Trump is expected to nominate Rubio to serve as his top diplomat. Fetterman writes on X, it's no surprise he has political differences with the Florida Republican, but that, quote, Rubio is a strong choice and I look forward to voting for his confirmation. Rubio's expected departure will temporarily reduce the Republican majority in the Senate until a temporary replacement is selected by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 382 points. Both the NASDAQ and S&P dropped 17. This is SRN News. The annual Christmas wars begin in Britain.
Debenhams department store has removed a holiday sweater bearing the words, A Gay in a Manger, complete with a crib and a rainbow flag. British clergymen and Christian ministries threatened to boycott. Seems every year at this time, LGBT groups try to co-opt the holiday, or atheist groups try to ban any presentation of the real meaning of Christmas, or Satanists seek to set up pagan statues next to the manger. And so the Christmas wars begin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-family groups hope President Trump will make good on his campaign promises to end President Biden's promotion of transgenderism. Opposition to transgenderism was emphasized in the closing days of Mr. Trump's campaign. One of his final ads stated that Kamala is for they, them, President Trump is for you. The Biden administration made transgenderism a priority from day one. This is SRN News. The Israeli army has announced the opening of a new aid crossing into Gaza just as a U.S. deadline demanding the improvement of humanitarian conditions is due to expire.
Israel has been under increasing pressure to improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza. The U.S. said around 350 trucks of aid a day were needed. The letter said that if that target wasn't met, weapon supplies could be held back. Over the last month, the average has been around 40 trucks a day. The United Nations has said the situation in the north of the Strip is apocalyptic, with a real risk of famine. Israel has always denied that, and will hope that opening another crossing will ease some pressure.
The BBC's Joe Inwood. The Biden administration says Israel has made some good but limited progress in increasing the flow of humanitarian aid to Gaza, and therefore it will not limit arms transfers to Israel. More at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.